Hey, how you doing? It's Pastor Jay. Welcome to our podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for listening. I pray that this word blesses your spirit, empowers you wherever you are, whether it be your home, your workplace, the gym, or even if you're riding in the car. Look, let's advance the kingdom by spreading this word with whoever you come in contact with. That is my ultimate goal, is to spread the kingdom and the message of Jesus Christ. I love you, and once again, here's today's message. Be blessed. Isn't that a beautiful song to really open up this message for this morning? You know, last week we talked about every day I'm hustling, but we switched the word hustling for every day. We switched the word hustling for worshiping. And so our life should be worship to God. We should live a life full of worship. We should live a lifestyle full of worship. So if you missed Every Day I'm Worshiping, look, it is available on podcasts, and you can go back in the archives and look on Facebook and YouTube. So, wow, didn't the praise team sing phenomenal this morning? Wow, they sung phenomenal. And just feels, I know it filled your hearts, and I know it filled your homes, and I know it filled your rooms and filled your cars with the presence of God. Amen? Amen. And so we are in this series called Rhythm and Flow. Right where you are, type in Rhythm and Flow. And this series has been really, I was telling Sister Michelle earlier in this week that this series has been more helpful for me than it has been for you all. So if it's been helpful for you all, just kind of start writing in the comments that it's been helpful for you and that you are learning from it. But it's been really helpful for me. And I believe today's message is going to be really helpful for not only me, but we. It's going to be helpful for we. And so I want to use for a topic this morning, I want to piggyback off this song that came out in the early 2000s by an artist named Rihanna, and she entitled the song Work. The song goes work, 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 work. So I want to use for a title this morning, Rest, 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 Rest. So you'll see it on the screen, rest, 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 rest. I don't know how many times she says work. I don't know how many times I should say rest, but she says it 6 times, my sound man says. So rest, 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 rest. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So if you would, turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. And y'all, it's good to laugh. It's good to smile. You know, especially in this time that we are in, because if you are bogged down by the times that we are in and you're not laughing in this time, something's wrong. So you need to laugh in this time. So make sure you're watching like a stand-up comedy, or, you know, there's a lot of funny things on social media. There's a lot of funny things on YouTube. Go and laugh. You know, I try to make it my business to laugh as much as I can, because what happens when you smile, it produces chemicals in your body that makes you feel good. And so we need to smile more. We need to smile more. So has everyone gotten an opportunity to get to Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30? And let's read this, and you can follow along on the screen. And this is what it says. It says, "Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me, I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine, learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please. You will find refreshment and rest in me, for all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear." That was from the Passion Translation. I want to also read it to you from the Amplified Classic Version as well, because it really illuminates the words. And so this is what it says in verse 28. It says this, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation
or recreation, recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. Rest, 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 rest. Let's look from God in prayer. God, we love you, we thank you, we honor you for who you are. I pray that you move Lester Bell Jr. out of the way and that you allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me to your people. We pray, Lord God, that your people will apply this word to their life like never before. So God, we love you, we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You can type amen right there in the comment section. Amen, amen. Excuse me. So rest, rest. We often are chasing rest. We often are in our minds chasing rest, and we're chasing because we're restless, you know. And in this society, it's so easy for you to be restless, but God wants us to be restful and rested so that we can really do the work of Christ. And so if you're taking notes, I hope that you are. I want you to write this note down. It's going to flash on the screen. Your best life is found in your rest life. I know everybody has heard the song, I'm living my best life, right? Everybody heard that song, right? I'm not going to sing the rest of the song. You know the song. But your best life is found in your rest life. See, oftentimes, some people are running on empty and not full. Oftentimes, people are running on fumes. When you are running on fumes, you are risking making it your, you risk making it to your destination. When you are running on fumes in life, you risk making it to your destination. When your rhythm is in flow has become like too much, then you risk making it to the destination that God has for you. See, let me ask you this. Would you ever go to Mobile? Would you ever go from Mobile, Alabama to Los Angeles, California on an empty tank? No, it's impossible to go to Los Angeles from Mobile on an empty tank. And a lot of our lives look like that as well. We try to go through life on an empty tank. And God doesn't want us to go through life on an empty tank. God wants us to be fulfilled in his will. He wants us to be filled with who he is so that we can go through life and be significant, not successful, because success is just for you, but significance is for everybody else. Because when you are significant, then you are looking to make other people's lives better. But when you are successful, you have a mindset of, I just want to make it for myself. We should really have a mindset of significance, because when we are significant, then we can help others become significant, because we give value to others. We add value to others. And so this is not about value. This is not about a series on value, but it's about a series on rest. And we probably will do a series on value, which will be really good. But you wouldn't go to Los Angeles, California from Mobile, Alabama on an empty tank. And so my question to you is, why would you go through life on an empty tank? See, that's why it's important for you to come to Christ, because when you come to Christ, you find that your best life is in Christ, because Christ is the ultimate Sabbath. Because the scripture says this, it says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. And so Christ will cause us to rest when we come to him. See, it's important for us to come to Christ, because when we come to Christ, then that's when we really find our best life. And so let me ask you this question. Would you go in the woods with your phone battery on 1%? No, you wouldn't. This phone right here that we have is super, super, super valuable. And we would not go far without a charged up battery, because we know that if we go far without a charged up battery, then the phone will die. See, a lot of times we are going through life on 1%. A lot of people are going through life on 1%. We're trying to make it on that 1%. And that 1% isn't helping us live the best life, because we're not living the rest life. Because your best life is found in your rest life. So listen to this. If we do not rest, we cannot give our best. If we do not rest, we cannot give our best. If you do not rest in the finished works of Christ, if you do not unplug every now and then from social media or from the 24-hour news cycle or from the 24-hour social media cycle, then there is no way for you to give your best. See, a lot of times we give people less than our best because we hadn't been filled with rest. See, we are anxious. We are stressed. We have anxiety for the future. We have depression from the past. We have things that are on our lives that we are carrying around, and we're overburdened by. And guess what happens when we are overburdened by those things? Guess what? Then it's hard for us to lend a hand to other people, because your best life is found in your rest life. Listen to this. In this pandemic we are in, I believe it's twofold. And I think I said this during Not Another Easter Service, but I believe this pandemic is twofold. One is to get us to rest, because a lot of people have not been working. A lot of people have been quarantined at home. And so I believe one way was for us to get rest. I believe the second way was for us to wake up and know that we need rest. Because I guarantee you, if this pandemic would have not happened, you would have still been going at 1,000. And guess what happens? If you go at 1,000, 1,000% of the time, guess what's going to happen? You are going to eventually burn out, and you're going to eventually, something's going to happen to you to where you're no longer here. And so it's important for us to rest, because when we rest, then we can give our best. See, we should work from our rest and not rest from our work. Now, when I say work, I'm seeing that because God rested from his works, but God rested from a different type of works, because God rested from his creation. And see, a lot of times we're not resting from our creation, we're resting so that we can create. So we need to rest so we can create, because when we rest, then that's when the best creation comes out. See, you cannot create in chaos. It's hard for people to create in chaos because there's so much going on in their heads. But when you have peace that surpasses all understanding, then you can create a whole lot better. That's why when God created the heavens and the earth, the scripture says, it says this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, that his spirit hovered on the face of the void. And so his spirit hovered over the calm. And so he was able to create because there was peace. See, when you rest, then you rest in the finished works of Christ. You rest in peace because you know that when I keep my mind stayed on God, he will keep me in perfect peace. And so when you rest in God, you are also renewed in God. When you rest in God, you are also renewed in God. This is what it says in Psalm chapter 37, verse 7. It says this: rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And so the first part, that's what I want to really highlight. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. See, a lot of times we can't rest because we're trying to create our rhythm and flow. We're trying to create the rhythm and flow that our life should flow in. We're trying to move to our own rhythm. We're trying to move to the beat of our own drum instead of moving to the beat of God's drum. And see, when we move to the beat of our own drum, then we are really out of rhythm. Now, we may think we are in rhythm. We may think we are in flow. But when we move to the beat of our own drum and not the beat of God's drum, then we really are out of alignment with who God created us to be. And then when we are out of alignment with who God created us to be, it is hard for us to create the way God created us to create, because God is the ultimate creator. And he placed a piece of him within us. And so everybody has the ability to create. Now, your creativity may not be my creativity. You may not be able to create videos, or you may not be able to create songs like India or like Lori, like Ezra. You may not be able to do that, but your creativity is your creativity. And so you may be able to draw. I can't draw. You may be able to paint like Lady Pilar. I can't paint. And so your creativity was created within you for you to live the best life. But in order for you to live the best life, you have to live the rest life. See, a lot of times we do not want to find rest because, like I said, we are too busy trying to conduct our rhythm and flow. And see, our rhythm and flow has become that of a busybody. We're in everybody else's affairs. I'm in their affairs over here, and I'm in their affairs over there, and I'm trying to see what they're doing over here, and I'm trying to see what they're doing over there. And when I am not in my lane, then it's hard for me to figure out what I need to be doing because I am become a busybody. And so our rhythm and flow should not be that of a busybody. See, we have to use our energy wisely when it comes to life. We have to use our energy wisely when it comes to life. And so that means that when I use my energy wisely, then that means that the scripture says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And so if you need help using your energy wisely, you need to ask Christ to help you learn how to use your energy wisely. Because a lot of times we're spending our energy on a lot of things that are not beneficial to our lives. We're spending our energy on these things and we're wasting time. Because listen to this, the only luxury that you have is not a Lexus, it's not a Mercedes, it's not a 25,000 square foot house, it's not a private jet, it's not your own island. The only luxury that you have is time. And so since time is the only luxury that you have, then you should consult God, because when you consult God for his wisdom, then he will fill you with that wisdom. Because the scripture says, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. And so when you seek God with all of your heart, then he can give you all of him. And so we must be in harmony with the rhythm and flow that God has for us. We must be in harmony with that rhythm and flow that God has for us. See, we will never be able to live our best life without our rest life. You can travel all over the world. You can do everything that you can imagine. But you'll never be able to live your best life without living your rest life. Because when you rest, then you recharge. See, the beautiful thing about this charger right here is when it's plugged into electricity, then it charges this phone up to 100%. See, the beautiful thing about God is when you're plugged into him, see, a lot of us are unplugged from God. So when you are plugged into God and you're plugged into the Word of God, then you can be charged 100%. But when you're not plugged in, then you are risking making it because this phone is supposed to be made to be efficient. It's supposed to be effective. And so if I'm not charging my phone properly, then I'll never get the efficiency of the longevity of the phone. The same goes for your life. If you're not resting properly, then you'll never get the longevity of life that God has for you. Scripture says, with long life will he satisfy us. But if we don't rest, then how can we expect long life? Because what happens is when you don't rest, then you build stress in your body. You build ulcers in your body. You build disease in your body. So it's important for you to rest. Now, hear me out. There is a way to rest too much. That's called laziness. And there is a way to rest too less, and that's called overworking yourself or overextending yourself. And so you have to find harmony in your resting. You have to find harmony. Can't rest too much. You can't rest too less. You gotta find harmony in your resting, because too much rest will lead to poverty. Too much rest will lead to poverty, and too less rest will lead to burnout. And so there's a spectrum of rest. If you could think of a spectrum, there's a spectrum of rest. On one end, there's laziness. On the other end, there is too much rest. I mean, there's too less rest. So too much rest, too less rest. So I need to be right here in the middle. In order for me to be right there in the middle, then I must come to Christ. Because the scripture says, come to me if you are overburdened, if you have heavy things that you're carrying, and he will give you rest. And that'll be rest for your soul. See, a lot of our souls aren't resting. A lot of our souls are toiling. Even when we sleep at night, a lot of us aren't resting because we're thinking about the next thing that we got to do. We're thinking about the next day. We're thinking about the next project. We're thinking about the next paycheck. We're thinking about the next bill. We have all of these next on our minds that it causes us not to rest. But God wants to remove that from your life so that you can properly rest. Because I guarantee you, how do you feel? I want you to answer this in the comment section right now. How do you feel when you get a good night's rest? Like, how do you feel the next day? Do you feel like, oh, I'm sluggish? Oh, man, I don't want to go through this day. Or do you feel like rejuvenated? Like when you get like that deep sleep, you don't wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. You get that deep sleep. You get that good rest. You feel rejuvenated when you get to the next day. See, that's the type of rest that we should be experiencing in our physical bodies. And so we must find harmony in our rest. If you're taking notes, write this down. Your rest life produces your true life. Your rest life produces your true life. This is what it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. We're getting ready to connect some scripture here. This is what it says. It says, your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ. I'm gonna read that one more time. Your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life, and now your true life is hidden away in God in Christ. And so pause break. If my life is hidden in Christ, That means my rest is hidden in Christ also. And so this is the connection in the scripture right here. Because when you get in the word, you see that the scripture is just a connector. Scriptures connect to one another. See, scriptures don't contradict one another. Scriptures connect to one another. And so the scripture says in Colossians chapter 3 that our true life is hidden away in God in Christ. So if my true life is hidden away in God in Christ, then this is what it says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 through 30. It's going to connect for you. It says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, hard, sharp or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant, and my burden is light and easy to be borne. And so our rest life is our true life. So our rest life produces our true life. So when I focus on Christ, then I find rest in Christ. I find rest in the finished works of Christ. And so we have been overstimulated by the 24-hour news cycle. We've been overstimulated by the 24-hour social media cycle, and it has burdened down our life in thinking we need to catch up. See, when you watch the news, sometimes the news will put these fear tactics in there that makes you feel like you need to catch up. Sometimes the commercials will sway you to buy a certain product because those commercials are really engineered by psychologists. Because psychologists know what elements to put in the commercials to make you attracted to buying what you need. If you see, there's so many commercials today about if you have this disease, then get this. Or if you have this, then get this. And here are all the side effects to this. And here are all the side effects to that. Because psychologists have engineered the commercials to make you feel like that's what you need in your life. And so have you ever noticed that some commercials really don't resonate with you, and then there are some other commercials that really resonate with you? That's because those psychologists have engineered that commercial to resonate with you, and when it resonates with you, then you want to go out and get that product. And so, yes, I'm giving you a lesson on how commercials manipulate and sway, because they manipulate and sway them with psychologists. But one way people feel they need to catch up is in their work. Because when we feel like we need to catch up, sometimes we feel like we need to catch up in our work. And so a lot of people put their identity into their job. A lot of people put their identity into their job. And so what happens is when we put our identity into our job, then that means that where my intention goes, my attention flows. Where my intention goes, my attention flows. So when my intention goes, so my intent is at work. I may be saying that backwards. But my intent is at work, so my attention is at work as well. And so your true identity is found in Christ. And so that's why the scripture tells us to keep our mind stayed on God, yes. But that's why the scripture tells us to set our mind on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of God. And so when we set our mind on things above, then we find out that rest is a spiritual practice. When you set your mind on things above, you find out that rest is a spiritual practice. Rest is just not something you just do every night. Rest is a spiritual practice. That's why when God created the heavens and the earth, on the seventh day, he rested from his work. Now, if God had to rest, why don't you think you have to rest? Now, God is not resting because he's tired. God is resting because he's celebrating his created works. See, we should be resting to celebrate our created works, because I believe the word for the Greek word or the Hebrew word for rest is Shabbat. And so that means to cease. It also means to celebrate. And so you've done all of this for the past 6 days. So God looked back because he saw that when God made something, the scripture always said that God looked on it and it was very good. It was good and very good. And so God was celebrating what he created. See, you should be celebrating what you create. And how do you celebrate what you create? Through rest. Because when you rest, then you have the ability to slow down. You have the ability to halt, stop, cease, and you have the ability to rejoice in the finished works of Christ. You have the ability to rejoice in your created works. And so rest is a spiritual practice. When you come to Christ, you come to rest. When you come to Christ, you come to rest. See, a lot of people will not come to Christ to find rest because they like to hold on to whatever is overburdening them. So it's like this. I have this burden. I'ma just symbolize this water as a burden. And I like to hold on to it. See, a lot of us like to hold on to what's our burdens. We like to hold on to it because we have found comfort in our burdens. We found comfort in carrying our burdens. We found comfort in carrying our past. We found comfort in carrying our anxieties. We found comfort in carrying things that are not going to help us properly rest. But when we come to Christ, then we have to let go of all that we are holding on to. Because when we come to Christ, it looks like when you come to Christ, because the scripture says your crucifixion with Christ has severed the tie to this life. So when you come to Christ, then it looks like you are being crucified, but it's not you being crucified, it's you surrendering. And so when we surrender to Christ, when we come to Christ, then we find rest. See, God wants us to find rest. See, anxiousness has a way of spending your energy. Anxiousness has a way of spending your energy. See, God has rest for you now, and not just when you get to heaven. See, God not just waiting for you to get to heaven for you to find rest. God wants you to rest right here now. See, it's not just about getting to heaven. See, that's a religion. That's a religious mindset. When I get to heaven, I'm a rest. God wants you to rest now. So because resting is a spiritual practice, so that means that we need to let go of our anxieties. We need to let go of our burdens. We need to let go of our past. We need to let go of things that are no longer holding, that things that are no longer beneficial to us living the rest life. See, when you are anxious, it's hard for you to get great sleep because your mind is running. I've been there. I give you all a story. When we first found out about dad's prognosis or diagnosis or whatnot, I was super anxious, so anxious that I could not even sleep at night because I would be so anxious in thinking that I would have to wake up and go to the hospital. And I was so anxious that I would not get rest, and it was affecting my work, and it was affecting my physical body. It was affecting my mental body. I wasn't able to think clearly. My brain was foggy because I was filled with so much anxiety. And so I wasn't able to get rest. But I come to let you know, when you come to Christ and you give him all, then you can really experience the rest that he has for you. Because when you rest in God, you know that God can and will provide for you even when you are asleep. When you rest in God, you know that God can and will provide for you even when you are asleep. This is what it says in Psalm chapter 127, verse 2. It says this. It says, "It really is senseless to work so hard from early morning till late at night, toiling to make a living for fear of not having enough. God can provide for his lovers even while they sleep." Now, you should just rejoice right then and there, because God, if you are a lover of God, then you can rest in knowing that God can provide for his lovers even while we are asleep. So God doesn't stop when you go to sleep. God doesn't stop working when you go to sleep. God doesn't stop loving you when you go to sleep. God doesn't stop caring for you when you go to sleep. God will love you and provide for you even while you're asleep. So that leads me to my last point, which is this. And you're taking notes, write this down. We should rest in the promises of God. We should rest in the, at the end of the day, we should rest and the promises of God. See, a lot of our lives look like this rubber band right here. We're stretched to the max. Hopefully you can see this, but we are stretched to the max. And you can't really see it, but you can't really feel it, rather. But if you were here, I would pass out rubber bands and let you do this. Maybe when we come back, I'll pass out rubber bands and let you see this. A lot of our lives are stretched to the max. And there is so much tension on this rubber band. Now, the rubber band is only meant to go so far. The rubber band cannot go as far, because what happens is when we don't rest in the promises of God, then we end up breaking under the tension. We end up breaking under the pressure. And now this rubber band is two pieces. And so a lot of us, our minds have broken and our souls have broken into pieces, but God wants to mend you again. And when God mends you again, he wants you to know that you can find rest in the finished works of Christ, because he wants us to find rest in the finished works of Christ. See, listen to this. If you take this word, this one specifically, and this series, just the series all together, and apply it to your life, I believe it will radically shift your life into another dimension. If you apply the principles of worship, if you apply the principles of rest, if you apply the principles of meditation, if you apply the principles of thanksgiving, if you apply the principles of moving in the rhythm and flow that God has for you, it will radically shift your life. And I know it will radically shift your life because I am a witness that resting has radically shifted my life. Meditation has radically shifted my life. Flowing in the rhythm and flow that God has for me, the pace of grace has radically shifted my life because I am in alignment with the will of God. See, when I was trying to find my own rhythm and flow, I wasn't getting proper rest. And when I wasn't getting proper rest, guess what was happening to your pastor? I was starting to lose my memory. And I'm too young and I'm too fly to be losing my memory so early. So rest requires faith while disobedience breaks the chain. Rest requires faith while disobedience breaks the chain. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. I know it's going to be wordy, but just follow along on the screen. And this is what it says. It says, now God has offered to us the same promise of entering into his realm of resting in confident faith. So we must be extremely careful to ensure that we all embrace the fullness of that promise and not fail to experience it. For we have heard the good news of deliverance just as they did, yet they didn't join their faith with the word. Instead, what they heard didn't affect them deeply, for they doubted. For those of us who believe, faith activates the promise and we experience the realm of confident rest. For he has said, I was grieved with them and made a solemn oath. They will never enter into the calming rest of my spirit. God's works have all been completed from the foundation of the world. For it says in the scriptures, and on the seventh day, God rested from all his works. And again, as stated before, they will never enter into my calming place of rest. Verse 6, those who first heard the good news of deliverance failed to enter into the realm of faith's rest because of their unbelieving hearts. Yet the fact remains that we still have the opportunity to enter into the faith rest life and experience the fulfillment of the promise. For God still has ordained a day for us to enter into called today. For it was long afterwards that God repeated it in David's words, saying this, if only today you would listen to his voice and not harden your hearts. Now, if the promise of rest was fulfilled when Joshua brought the people into the land, God wouldn't have spoken later of another rest yet to come. So we conclude that there is still a full and complete rest waiting for believers to experience. As we enter into God's faith rest life, we cease from our own works, just as God celebrates his finished works and rest in them. So then we must give our all and be eager to experience this faith rest life so that no one falls short by following the same pattern of doubt and unbelief. See, God wants you to enter into a faith rest life. And so rest requires faith while disobedience breaks the chain. And so when we are disobedient, then we are like this rubber band. We are putting tension on our lives. We're putting undue stress on our lives. And they say pressure busts pipes, right? But pressure also creates diamonds. But when you rest, then you don't allow the pressures of this world to stretch you and overextend you. Because when we are flowing in the rhythm and flow, then we can be effective and efficient in what God called us to do. This is what it says in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. And we're going to end on this. It says this, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. And God blessed, spoke good of the seventh day, set it apart as his own and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all his work which he had created and done. So I want to leave you with this. If God rested, what makes you feel as if you don't have to rest? What makes you feel that you are Superman or Superwoman or Hulk or Thor? What makes you feel that you are these superheroes? Because God rested from his works. Now, when I say God rested from his works, God wasn't like, whew, I'm tired. No, God rested from his works. God celebrated his works. And so I want to leave you with this. I want to ask this question first. How do we properly rest? How do we properly rest? And this is what the Holy Spirit gave me of how we properly rest. Number one, we rest in the finished works of Christ. You must rest in the finished works of Christ because his works are finished. When he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. And so we must rest in the finished works of Christ. Number two, you may not like this one, but you must unplug from the 24-hour news cycle and the 24-hour social media cycle for 24 hours. So for 24 hours, unplug from social media, unplug from the news. Number three, unplug from the mental strain of your job. Unplug from the mental strain of your job. I had this great supervisor, program manager one time who told us when we first started the job at the state, she said at this type of work, she said, leave all your work at that back door. When that back door closes, it closes on your work as well. When you open that back door up the next day, pick up your work, do your work for your 8 hours, drop off the work at the back door, and don't take it home. And so you have to unplug from the mental strain of your job, because if you don't unplug from the mental strain of your job, it will weigh you down. And so number four, fill your mind with the things of God. Fill your mind with the things of God. It's important for you to fill your mind with the things of God, because when you fill your mind with the things of God, then you start to see God on a deeper level, and you start to see that rest is a spiritual practice. And the last one is this. Always go to your peaceful place within. In a world full of chaos, in a world full of pandemics and epidemics, go to your peaceful place. Because when you go to your peaceful place, then you go to a place within. And don't ever allow chaos or the outside world to take you from your peaceful place. So how do we properly rest? I'm going to go over them again. Rest in the finished works of God. Unplug from the 24-hour news cycle and the 24-hour social media cycle for 24 hours. Unplug from the mental strain of your job. Fill your mind with the things of God. And go to your peaceful place within. That's how you properly rest. So I want to encourage you this week to properly rest. I'm just going to be honest with you. What I've been doing from sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday is I've been unplugging from social media. I've been unplugging from my phone. So if you've tried to reach me on from Friday night to Saturday night, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just unplugging from that. And what I've seen from unplugging from my phone, like, and not having to worry about what's going on in the world or what's going on social media, or what somebody else posting, it has allowed me to focus more on my wife. It's allowed me to focus more on our home. If you come to our home now, you will see that it's a totally different place because we've been just remodeling everything. Just yesterday, we tore down the shed. And so it's allowed me to be freed up in some areas. And it's allowed my mental clarity to become a little bit stronger as well. It's allowed my creativity to become a little bit stronger as well because I'm creating out of peace. I'm not creating out of chaos. I'm creating out of peace. I'm not saying you can't create out of chaos. It's just a little bit harder. But when you are in peace, it's easier for you to create. And so I've been unplugging from my phone. And I believe I'm going to continue that practice because it really pays dividends. And I believe it's going to really pay dividends in the future as well. So I want to encourage you, take 24 hours just for you. Take 24 hours just to be at peace. Take 24 hours for self-care. Because you can't care for anybody else if you don't care for yourself. You can't love your neighbor as you love yourself if you never love yourself. And so rest is important. It's a spiritual practice. So let's close on prayer. God, we love you. We thank you. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for blessing us the way you have. We pray, Lord God, that you teach us how to rest in you. Teach us how to properly rest in our physical bodies. Teach us how to let go of anxiety and anxiousness. Teach us, Lord God, how to properly rest. So, God, I thank you for each and every person who was listening to this, who was watching this. We pray, Lord God, that they apply these principles to their life. So we love you, we thank you, we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.